Welcome to the Inspired Intentions Podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with a brand new co-host, the first time ever, Executive Director of Skyterra Embrace, Greg Osler.
Hey, Jeff. It's so great to be with you today.
Greg, are you excited to be a co-host today?
Yes, incredibly, and super excited to introduce who we're with.
Yeah, I cannot wait. This is very exciting because this is a first in the podcast booth as well. We have two guests today that are very special guests that we've actually spent about 8 weeks with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so without further ado, our first guest on the podcast today is Tony. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Yeah. Tony, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. And our second guest on the podcast today, another Skyterra Embrace student, we have Morgan here.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Morgan. Welcome. So obviously, doing a podcast, this is going to be a first for both of you, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a first for me. Definitely weird to like hear my voice in the studio, but I'm excited to jump right in.
Yeah. Morgan, are you excited as well?
I'm very excited. I love podcasts.
Yeah. But... Well, you guys look great with the headsets on. This is going to be an incredible time together, and so I can't wait to dive in. First things first, can Greg, you just give an overview, Skyterra Embrace, the program in general for listeners who might be unfamiliar with what we're doing up the mountain?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're an offshoot of Skyterra Wellness, and we're an eight-week program for young adult women, helping them figure out independence, jumping through different opportunities of exposure and experience.
Yeah, and what's so cool is we have a therapeutic approach and we combine that with wellness. And so the schedule is really robust and I can't wait to get our students' take on their entire experience. And so before we get to how your experience has been, I mean, first of all, what a huge commitment. Thank you so much for making that commitment to yourselves. And so, pretty cool. Now, in coming to Skyterra Embrace, in thinking about wanting to join this program, Tony, could you just tell us what were your initial reasons for wanting to go to Skyterra Embrace?
So for me, I had just graduated college in May, and I kind of felt at this place where it was this next big chapter of my life, and I kind of fell into a fight or flight mindset, and I definitely went into flight,
yeah.
And I just avoided everything in my life, which is something I usually had never done. I had these high expectations for myself, which ultimately, I think, put me into this flight because these baseless expectations that I thought were rooted in real things were causing me to be so afraid to just do the things that I loved that I was just stuck.
Wow.
And I knew that I needed a change, and I knew it needed to be something where I needed to change my environment.
Good point.
I told my parents and we worked together and we found this program and that's how it started.
Wow. Man, that is a really detailed and specific overview. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like when Tony joined the program, Greg, that you could kind of sense that flight as she described it?
Yeah, it's funny because like initially when she came in, she was actually a day late because of flight disturbance. And so that created some like automatic maybe anxiety or concern. And then she jumped in, came in having new roommates, having new people just around new environments and having to figure out how to be present in a new place, I think created that space for you, Tony. And I think it allowed you to really slow down and turn that perspective into where you become today. It's pretty incredible to see you today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about the growth. I mean, I'm only there once a week. Greg, I mean, has seen it firsthand along with his team.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we dive in and talk about the changes that you've experienced, I want to hear from Morgan first and get your take. When you were first signing up for Skyterra Embrace, what were you looking to change? Like, what were your reasons for joining the program?
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, I lost my sister. She passed away suddenly, and that kind of just set me on this downward spiral, obviously. And like, I was dealing with the grief for a while, and I kind of got into this plateau where I felt like I told myself I was okay, and I kept telling myself that I was okay, and if I was okay, like lying to myself. But I was really just avoiding everything. And I actually didn't decide to come here. My mom pulled me aside and was like, Morgan, you're not doing well. You need to like get some extra support and extra help. And that kind of woke me up. And I was like, wait, I'm not happy with my life right now. I'm not doing what I want to do. And so, yeah, I decided to come here. And it's been a really great experience. I feel like I found a part of myself that I thought I would never regain.
Mm-hmm. Man. Well, I think, you know, grief, anxiety, stress, like all of these things, whether we're a young adult or an adult, we all face them at certain times in our life. And I think it's really cool that you shared the fact that your mom had recognized that you just weren't yourself. And you were in a place where everything I've learned about you is you have such a strong personality, like that it was probably just this situation where, man, like you wanted to push through it on your own. And I think what's so cool is like you figured out that like, man, support is what I needed. Yeah. And you made that decision to come here.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
It was hard to let go of those expectations for myself that I wanted to push through and do.
And it's just a good point as we dive into talking more about y'all's experience that it's okay to ask for help and it's okay to have support and to get into an environment that allows you to push past feeling stuck, as Tony mentioned. Now, the first thing first, to keep this simple, what's it been like living up on the mountain?
Well, okay, so I'm from Utah, so technically I've lived on a mountain my whole life, but it's definitely been a change in North Carolina. It's a not secluded campus, but we're a bit far away, but it's nice to have that, and we've really cultivated a great community up there. There's just so much love and support, and we do these morning huddles every morning, and we have the great view of the mountains, and it's just
it's gorgeous.
So beautiful to share that with people that you care about too and are going through similar things as yourself.
Yeah. Tony, could you add to that? What's the community feel like up there? And, you know, obviously it's a small community of young adult women in this program. What's been your experience with that community feel?
Yeah. So when I came in, it was like, it's a small community. I mean, like usually like 6, 7, 8 people when I came in. And at first I was definitely intimidated because everyone seemed so close and almost like this established family.
Yeah.
And then as I kept going on, I slowly, as I became more vulnerable and everyone became more vulnerable with themselves and we pushed through things together, we gave each other feedback and sometimes we're frustrating, but you really do, as cheesy as it sounds, like build that family.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's not always possible at programs that are bigger. So I wake up in the morning and I can be 100% myself with the people around me.
Man. Now, Greg, have you seen that like between both Morgan and Tony? How have you seen them evolve like into just being their self more? Like what are maybe some specifics around their evolutions during their time with us?
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible seeing like understanding them a little bit differently than you do, Jeff, and understanding them a little bit differently than other staff as a therapist myself.
Yeah.
You know, and then them understanding themselves very differently too. Like they have been able to open up, and that vulnerability factor, the willingness to challenge themselves has been a huge piece of it. And I think that the reality of like being an adult means I have to keep going. I can't slow down like I used to be able to when I was younger. And so that's been a really cool feat because that community, the peer, maybe peer pressure might be the word for it, but like encouragement and camaraderie that's come together where like the beginning, it's super quiet. They're like not sure how to interact with other people. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they figure out how they do fit into that community vibe. And and then they find their voice, they find their direction, and they're able to be that peer pressure and support for other students.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think elaborating on that camaraderie, it's like it brings the best out in everyone. Because to Tony's point, like once you're able to be vulnerable, it creates this like level of safety where we're all in this together. We're all trying to move towards our purpose and to live the way we want to independently.
And to add to that real quick, I think one of those pieces around the camaraderie and community allows them to challenge you, like it allows you to challenge yourselves in very different ways than you would if you were on your own before you came or with your family or with your friends, because we're like, it's like-minded peers. Everyone's working towards the same goal and purpose, though it's very individualized, letting you do your goals and like Morgan, you doing yours and Tony, you doing yours. Yeah. While you see new and older students coming through the program.
Yeah. So let's get into programming and kind of the biggest takeaway. So when you think of like you've experienced our five pillars, fitness, nutrition, self-care, stress management, recreation, yoga, mindfulness, all of these pillars, as well as working on a legacy project. Now, what I'd like to know, let's maybe start with Morgan. When you have kind of like gone through this program, Give me like the top two or three pillars that, you know, you've really focused on and gotten the most out of.
Yeah, I think I came here and I really had an emphasis on my mind and nutrition.
Nice.
And it was a big part of my experience, but I also found that fitness was another big thing for me. And
how much are you lifting these days?
I had a rough day yesterday, I'm not okay. going to lie.
No worries. Good vulnerability, even on the podcast.
But I think my max, well, I got a new max for deadlift yesterday. My 3 rep max is 145.
Whoa.
Isn't that impressive?
That's legit.
Yeah.
They're killing it.
Tony right, so really pushed me on that one.
Did she? You guys were together on that? Well, go ahead. Keep going. You started with the, kind of the focus being mind and nutrition, and then fitness has been a big piece as well.
Yeah, and same with mindfulness. I think those three pillars were really what I focused on, and more so kind of using those to keep pushing me forward and gaining my confidence. I found a lot of empowerment and just feeling strong from lifting and strength training.
Yeah, yeah. Like and the confidence it almost gives us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could feel this confident, and I still have a lot more to work on and gain from it. But I feel like from those three pillars, I really gained the tools that I need to continue that growth on my own.
Yeah.
And keep using, you know, how I've changed my perspective on food and the mindfulness that I've picked up on and fitness to help keep that growth going when I'm home.
Tell me about mindfulness a little bit more.
Yeah.
What mindfulness practice, like, do you see yourself continuing to do and to make a part of your life?
I think journaling's a big one for me. Okay. I was very hesitant to journal when I got here.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Well, with those morning huddles, man, it's every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm really going to try to incorporate a morning kind of huddle-like thing for myself when I'm home. I bought a bunch of like reflection cards that I'm going to use.
Oh, that's cool.
So I don't have to come up with prompts.
Yeah.
And then I think also this is kind of, I really enjoy puzzling.
I haven't noticed that at all. I'll walk into the rec room getting ready for my one class in the week. Oh. It's Morgan's puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're all over the place.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I have three puzzles going on right now.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
In different rooms. But I think it's kind of like a self-care and mindfulness thing, but really just like having that time to focus on the puzzle gives me not a distraction, but I can think through things while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just really enjoy it. Yeah. So.
Well, I love that. And it's almost takes you away from technology.
Yeah.
It gives you different tools and different kind of ways of practicing self-care, which is also giving you rest in a different way as well. One more question before we kick this over to Tony to hear about the pillars that have really kind of impacted her and that she sees herself continuing with. You mentioned your nutrition perspective and how it's changed. Could you share with our listeners how your nutrition perspective has changed?
Yeah, I've struggled with body image and food. I'm not lying when I say since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
It's been a really long process for myself. And it's something that I don't worry about as much when I'm doing well, like my mental health. Mm-hmm. And like leading up to my sister, I was feeling confident about myself and not really thinking about it too much. And then once I had that big loss, it started again and just becoming like obsessed with calories and judging myself. But having a lot of judgment around food, and I think being here at Embrace, I've really learned how to normalize food, pick up on my hunger cues, the importance of like having three meals a day at consistent times. That's something that's really big for me. Like I find myself like I didn't used to feel hungry, and I had a really hard time stopping when I was full, and I would overeat because I would think, when am I going to get this again? Like pasta? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to get to eat that again. Might as well eat as much as I can now. But now it's fine. Like, it's been really challenging, but I feel more confident in my ability to read my own hunger cues and fullness cues.
Yeah.
And
I like what you said about normalized food. And let me kick this to Greg for just a second. I think it's so important that people understand that, like, just like you, we all struggle with body image.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you, when we have difficult things happen in our life, we tend to have behaviors that show up that we don't actually want to be doing, but it's a result of, you know, a really difficult circumstance. So Greg, as the resident therapist in this room right now, is this an uncommon thing? Do we see this quite a bit regardless of someone's age and, you know, maybe even more specific to the young adult female population? Like, what's your experience with this?
It's been really interesting because we have We have a lot of opportunity for kind of exploration in the community so that the students can all talk about this together. While we have a registered dietitian, we have another therapist, we have our fitness instructor who is super focused on like that health and body stuff. And these young women are not like, we're not full grown yet. We're not adults. We're trying to figure out what this even transition looks like. And as you said, Morgan, you know, we've been working through this for years. Many of us don't come in and say, hey, it's been about 15 minutes since I've had this thought. I've been doing this every day for 15 years, 10 years, mm-hmm. you know, and so then it like that's the normal. Mm-hmm. And so as we have to rewire the brain and get through that, we have to not just recognize, but also challenge some of those thoughts.
Yeah.
Challenge some of those behaviors and those body beliefs that we have that are incredibly distracting and destructive.
Yeah.
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 100%.
Yeah. And this is a lifelong process. I mean, I think that's why we originally opened SkyTerra Embrace. It's like we see the same things at SkyTerra Wellness. And so it's so important to normalize food and to have the awareness that like you had that, man, like this is how I was thinking before about my nutrition and my body and my fitness even. And here's where I am today. Now, Tony, let's kick it to you because I definitely want to get to the things that have changed for both of you. I mean, it's been pretty incredible and I only get 4 hours a week over there. And so Greg can definitely elaborate as we go.
Yep.
From the pillars of the program, Tony, what have been those top two or three pillars that have kind of stuck out for you in your experience at SkyTerra Embrace?
Yeah. So to echo what Greg said, I was stuck in most of my life, a pretty all or nothing thinking. Yeah. Me and Morgan thought of it and we learned this. It's like a pendulum.
Yeah.
So
do you know, just for the record, no one struggles with all or nothing mentality. Like it just doesn't happen. Like Greg and I don't even, and I never see that upstairs. Yeah. So keep going. Yeah. So that all or nothing mentality, like that's been that big sticky point.
Yeah. So it's definitely manifested for me in fitness and nutrition. Mm. I used to think I had to run 10 miles a day and I pushed my body to a point where I broke my femur and then.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your femur.
Pretty intense.
Yeah.
And for the record, listeners, the femur is one of the strongest bones in the body. I think I'm fair to say it's definitely in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. So it's definitely sometimes when you can't stop, your body tells you when to stop. So my body was telling me when to stop and I had this expectation in my head that if I didn't run 8 miles, that no fitness was worth it. So then I fell into just not moving at all. Yeah. And then same thing with nutrition, restriction, falling into diet culture that carbs are bad and all these food myths.
Calorie counting.
Yes, like exactly. Yeah. Rigidity. And then to just overeating on foods that I wouldn't let myself eat. Because if you tell your mind not to eat something, it's going to
Would
go
you like
that.
Like... have to feel like you have to exercise that 10 miles before you can have those foods?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
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 So it felt like I was almost constantly trying to like balance this, like the scorecard.
Yes. As you said it. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I learned here. Like it finally gave me the opportunity to kind of slow it down that pendulum and get it to a place where it's not fixed, but at least it's almost stopped enough where I can kind of reevaluate and find and make my life based on real factual things in according to nutrition, not fall into diet culture, feed my body 3 balanced meals a day, following the SkyTerra plate, all stuff rooted in evidence, same with fitness.
Yeah.
And that's really helped.
Well, I think, you know, you've described all or nothing mentality well, where like, I think it always exists to your point. And now it sounds like you just have been able to define what's been happening. So that if we start to fall into those patterns in the future, it's like, man, I know what is actually factual and what will support my long-term health and feeling good in my body. Now, this is maybe directed for both of y'all. And I know Greg gets out there with you guys on this from an experience perspective. What's been your favorite recreation/adventure experience in your time at SkyTerra Embrace?
Okay, mine, I don't know if yours is the same, was definitely whitewater rafting.
Yeah, definitely.
It was so fun. We all got to go in these like blow up rafts and a couple of people got stuck on rocks.
Whoa.
I was left behind at the end because I was
stuck. Was
Greg
in the boat with you guys?
Was I in the boat?
He trailed behind us.
Okay. So a really cool part about where we went is we had individual little duckies. which is like Tony's in her boat, Morgan's in hers, I'm in mine, our guide's in theirs.
Did the boats have feathers?
They should have.
They should have.
That would have been a way easier to navigate that river.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so besides, it sounds like the whitewater rafting experience was incredible, and that's within our rotation. I know Greg has that set up for our future students.
Yep.
Morgan, any other experience coming to mind for you, recreation adventure?
This is a controversial one, I think. Glamping.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
There were some really, I'm not going to lie, we did not have a positive attitude about it going into it.
Okay, yeah.
But it was a good experience to challenge myself, and I think I did have some really great adventures out there. Tony and I really enjoyed the swing. And speaking of pendulums, we talked about the binge and restriction pendulum, and we got swinging, and one of us would yell at each end.
Man.
It was pretty fun.
That sounds like a good YouTube video or something, and relating it to what we've talked about.
Definitely.
Nice. Okay. Well, let's keep moving forward here. Our time is always limited on the podcast. Tell us a bit more about the therapeutic program and kind of that aspect of our program and how that has benefited you. So from a therapeutic perspective, Tony, what has been the biggest change for you?
So I've learned here that you can go through any program, start any routine. If you don't change your thoughts, nothing's going to change.
Mm.
Boom. Enough said. Enough said. Yeah. Wow.
Mic drop.
Yeah. So
you can go through any program, and if you don't change your thoughts, it's not going
to
matter.
It's really true. And I've been there where I tried to change things, and I thought I was changing my thought, but I really wasn't.
Yeah.
So it's almost just like that awareness and looking at yourself and being like, hey, like, you have to change this. Because your mind, it's very good at manipulating you. You know, it's a smart tool, but.
Yeah.
Changing that thought is pretty much just essential to this whole program.
Would you agree, Greg?
Absolutely. And I think we talked even yesterday about core beliefs and how the beliefs we have about who we are, where we're from, what our background is, those influence a lot of us moving forward, and they're the obstacles we run into.
Yeah.
And we got to figure out how to rework those and then practice healthy things, healthy behaviors, healthy thought.
Yeah.
And that's one of those tricks.
Yeah. And it's almost like, it sounds like recognizing the thoughts that don't serve you at times and making sure like that self-talk is super strong and just going back to what you've learned and kind of developed over like life when you think about it.
Right.
Now, Morgan, therapeutic side of this program, what's been the biggest benefit for you? Tough act to follow.
Yeah, I know. How do I follow that?
You got this.
I think I've just gotten a lot of more reflection and getting different perspectives. The program has provided me a space to like really think through and analyze my thoughts.
Nice.
And recognize what I do need to challenge and how to challenge those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, just to reflect on what you just said, it sounds like you have a system now. You have kind of a way of going about it. Is that fair to say?
To a degree, I'm still figuring it out, but I think the program has set me on a track where I can figure it out and given me more tools and resources to continue this journey.
Yeah.
When I go back home, and I mean, the therapist we have on campus, I've really, really enjoyed our sessions. I feel super productive coming out of them. I used to go to therapy and I just feel like I would rant about my week and wouldn't get anything out of it.
Yeah.
And I came here and I feel like proactive.
That's awesome. It sounds like, so your work with Jennifer and Greg, like there's action to it. Like the session is very productive from a way of like, okay, here's how I'm going to move forward.
Yep.
Here's how I'm going to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, let's go ahead. Let's get to kind of the takeaways from your time at SkyTerra Embrace. Tony, how has Embrace changed you?
So Embrace has changed me in almost every aspect of my life. I will say I came in here with totally different expectations than I had a different vision of how I'd look after this.
Nice.
And I love, because I wouldn't want to be where I thought I'd be at, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think, you know, even at SkyTerra Wellness, people come in thinking they want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's dissimilar than SkyTerra Embrace, where you come in thinking one thing, and you change your thoughts, you change your thinking, and you come away with something completely different than you initially believed.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like SkyTerra Embrace has given me kind of like, if you think of it like an arrow over your head, like a direction and the foundation to follow that direction. But it's my job to follow through on what I've learned And I have the rest of my life to do so. So I'm in no rush, but just taking time to build those small habits and letting them grow. And like, yeah.
Man, it almost sounds like she has so much more compassion for herself. Like when we heard earlier, like the false expectations, man, it just sounds like you're in a really powerful place from a standpoint of like knowing it's going to be small steps and just keeping this mindset kind of going.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Morgan, what have you learned about yourself after your time at SkyTerra Embrace?
I think I wouldn't say learned, but remembered. I've remembered how determined I am and how much I love to challenge myself. And
nice.
That it's possible to find that part of myself again and to find that confidence that I felt like I lost.
Yeah.
And
so determination.
Yeah.
Confidence is back.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, what do you think? Have you seen Morgan become slightly more determined in her progression over up on the mountain?
Absolutely. And I like that you brought in the reality of you remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of opportunity where I was able to challenge you in a very different way than Jennifer does.
Yes.
In a very different way than the other staff were and the other ways your peers were. And I think that relation there kind of pulls it from like what the realities or what the expectations are around therapy.
Yeah.
And letting it be about Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Individually.
I've learned how to advocate for myself as well. Mm-hmm. And really prioritize myself. Because, I mean, you have to help yourself before you can help mm-hmm. others.
100%.
Nice. There yeah. we go. Yep. Put on that oxygen mask before you put on someone else's mm-hmm. oxygen mask. All right. So we're getting close to the end of our time. And so I think the most important thing to just point out is like, man, you guys are incredible.
Absolutely.
Both of you. What would you tell someone who is considering coming to Embrace? What would be the one or two things that you would just tell a potential student who's thinking about joining SkyTerra Embrace? Tony, you want to take it first?
So the first thing I would say is that you have to be open to the experience. I know I kind of initiated coming here, and I know Morgan's mom kind of initiated her coming here, but we both got what we did out of it because we wanted
Absolutely.
To change.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
that's huge.
Yeah, you have to have that want. I'd also say to be like flexible within the program and mm-hmm. your goals are going to shift. They are going to.
I like that.
Yeah.
So they'll change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Morgan, how about for you? If you were to speak to that potential SkyTerra Embrace student, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I think you have to be really open and once again, want to be here, but also just trying to get as much as you can out of it.
Nice.
That's like a big thing for me is I really tried to milk it for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much opportunity here at this program and you can really go through it and just not get anything out of it. But mm-hmm. if you put in that effort and you show up and do what you want to do and really put in that effort, you can come out with totally new direction.
Absolutely.
Such a great point to kind of end on today, effort. And mm-hmm. I think that's something, you know, in my short time with both of you, and then I'll let Greg reflect before we close out. Every single time I see you guys, the effort's there. You're showing up. You're, you know, taking notes. You're going that extra mile to make these changes that you want to make. And it's like, I have complete confidence in both of you crushing it mm-hmm. back home. And it's like just feeling your energy in this room, like, you can just see how confident you guys are.
Yeah.
And in so many different ways at this point.
Absolutely.
Greg, just to kind of round that out, any more specific changes just from, you know, this 8 weeks has gone by fast for both of y'all?
The
Anything
time
you've noticed?
I can't believe that we get to this stage every 8 weeks with every student because it feels like it's been a week or two or maybe a month, like at the most. But the time goes so fast. I think there's a lot of time for now that you guys have grown so much, it's now taking control of that and like maybe leaning less on mom, dad, family, friends, and really figuring it out for yourselves to apply what you've learned here because you're here, family is not. You're here, friends did not have the same experience. So you're going to go home and you're going to run into them not knowing. So you get to educate, teach, encourage, but the most important thing is being true to you. And that's what I've seen come out of this whole process.
Man, well said. So Tony, Morgan, thank you so much
for
being on the podcast today. Excuse me. For more information about SkyTerra Embrace, Visit us at skyterraembrace.com or call 828-521-0918. Tony, any closing words? Morgan?
Just thank you for having us. Yeah. I enjoy the opportunity to reflect, and I even learned some things I didn't know through talking with you. So thank you.
I like that.
Morgan?
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. I never thought I would get to go on a podcast. It's definitely something to check off my bucket list.
There we go.
It was so fun having you both in here. And Greg, first time co-host.
Absolutely. This is a different role than I'm used to, so this is awesome.
Made it happen, man. So the Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. You can subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. We hope you can join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.